This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The state's Marijuana Control Board is currently in a holding pattern, waiting to see what the city of Bethel does with two marijuana stores. On Wednesday, the board discussed Alaskan-grown cannabis, the marijuana store on 230 Tundra Way. However, Marijuana Control Board Chairman Mark Springer says they postponed the decision to award a retail license until after the city of Bethel conducts its conditional use permitting process. The marijuana store on 3rd Avenue, Cusco Kush, did not even get on the board's agenda. Springer says that's because of the store's ongoing land sale dispute with the city. While Cusco Kush has submitted a marijuana retail license application, the board decided to wait until they have cleared hurdles with the city of Bethel. Bethel City Council will meet on December 3rd to decide if the city will sell Cusco Kush the property it is currently leasing. If the city does decide to sell, Cusco Kush will still have to obtain a conditional use permit in order to get its license. Three hardworking Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta leaders are receiving well-earned vacations funded by the Rasmussen Foundation. Every year, the foundation funds sabbaticals for Alaska nonprofit and tribal leaders. Rasmussen pays the recipients' organizations $40,000 for their employee to take 3 to 6 months off work to unplug, rest, and rejuvenate. For 2023, of the 7 awardees are from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In Emonic, Lenora Hooch is the executive director of the Emonic Yupik Women's Coalition and founder of the Emonic Women's Shelter. She told Rasmussen that she's never had a, quote, typical vacation and plans to use her time off to travel with her husband and grandchildren, as well as do parka sewing. In Juwath Bluck, tribal administrator Tracy Simeon also plans to use her sabbatical to travel, as well as recharge and spend time with her family, including her young son. And the third sabbatical goes to Oscarville Tribal Administrator Michael Stevens, who is considering using his sabbatical to take his family to California's Disneyland. He also wants to make improvements on his new home by installing landscaping, building a steam house, creating a new fish camp, and doing more subsistence activities like hunting, fishing, and berry picking. Congratulations to all the recipients, and we hope you enjoy your time off YK Delta style. And finally, Alaska is bucking a national trend in the number of kids who have health insurance. Previously, the state had the highest rate of uninsured kids in the country, but not anymore. A recent study by Georgetown University Health Policy Institute found that, while the number of uninsured children nationwide has increased over the past 3 years, in Alaska, the percentage of uninsured children has actually decreased. As Trevor Storrs, president and CEO of the nonprofit Alaska's Children's Trust, tells Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan, it's closely tied to Medicaid expansion, and the numbers have economic implications for the entire state.
So on a national level, about 400,000 people lost, children lost coverage, which now takes us up to 4 million. In Alaska, we went from just over 10% to just over 9%. And the big difference really is expansion. When we instituted expansion, we saw a drastic change. And what that is when parents get health insurance, their kids get health insurance.
What have the changes that we've seen in these numbers over the past few years, both nationwide and in Alaska, told you about what we can do going forward here in Alaska to improve community health and children's health?
I would actually look at it from an administrative sense. So what we have seen when we are trying to erode the Affordable Care Act, when we are trying to cut Medicaid, when we are creating barriers of more hoops that you have to jump through to qualify, or creating a system that if you don't respond by X date, you just automatically get dropped. And we're dealing with families that couch surf, so they may not have got that notice. Or the last thing on their mind is figuring out when the healthcare needs to be renewed while they're trying to figure out how they get their children fed every night. So when we create more and more of those obstacles, that's when we start seeing a decrease. On children, if they don't have health care, they're not getting developmental screenings. And if they don't have those, when they finally enter the school system, those are the kids who access special education. And the cost of a child in special ed is much higher than just a kid that's not part of that.
So you're seeing the cost of uninsured kids come up in other ways in other areas.
Absolutely. So
if you don't have health insurance, you don't have a primary doc. You're going to be using the emergency room. That's a much higher cost to our state. When people are healthy and getting the supports they need, we don't see them later on in life accessing correctional systems, the legal systems. Their health care is taken care of, so they don't have chronic issues now. We're in a preventative mode.
So even though Alaska currently has one of the highest rates of uninsured kids in the country, it's been moving, it seems like, in a better direction over the past few years. Do you expect that to continue?
So we're very happy to know that we have moved one spot. So we used to be the worst. We're now second. Our goal here at the Children's Trust is for us to get down to what the national average is, which is around 5%. The only way we're going to make this change is if we all come together and really have conversations. People are looking at Medicaid as just a cost, and it is one of the higher costs in our state. However, if we look at our state budget, there was only one department that saw an increase with all the vetoes and the reductions of budget, and that was corrections. So the question is, do we want to invest in that endpoint and just getting people into jail, or do we want to work earlier and upstream? And that's how we need to look at Medicaid, as a prevention tool and not as a drain on our economy, because that's not the drain. It's putting people into jail, having to have more judges, having more police, having all these other things versus a healthy, vibrant community.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Trevor Storrs, president and CEO of the nonprofit Alaska's Children's Trust, speaking with Alaska Public Media's Kirsten Swan. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.